Anchor Fam, hi podcast world, iTunes, Apple Play. Don't think they'd appreciate that. Apple Play. If Google and Apple ever make friends, I doubt it. Hi everybody, we are here with our podcast, but it's an impromptu podcast today. We've just jumped on because there was a topic we thought that we had to cover. We thought that it's something that we needed to talk about ASAP, right? So I'm here, me Anita D.
And me, Shalise DeBoss.
Shalise DeBoss, aka Segway. Segway, because you always go off topic, but this time we're staying on topic because it's not our scheduled podcast. It's just an extra podcast because we were away last week, weren't very well, so we had to just get on. What do we say? We say, love what you do and do what you love, except for when you're ill. Right. There's a crisis going on. There is a crisis.
What's the crisis?
Social media. Social media, cyberbullying is the crisis. Hey, oh, we forgot about our other friend. Hey, Google.
Hallo. That's hello in German. Can I help?
Hey, Google, how are you doing today?
For computer software, I'd say I'm feeling pretty good.
Good. Hey, Google. What is cyberbullying?
According to Wikipedia, cyberbullying or cyberharassment is a form of bullying or harassment using electronic means.
Thank you. Let me give you my interpretation of it. Thanks, Google. A bunch of people with no sense and a keyboard or an iPhone in their hand with very little else to do. That's my definition.
Boredom.
Bored, maybe slightly crazy. Some people, I don't know.
Sick in the head.
I don't know everybody who's got a mobile device. Some people are crazy in this world. And there's different degrees of crazy. There's some people a little bit crazy. There's some people who are a lot a bit crazy.
Crazier.
Right. The crisis with cyberbullying. It was brought to my attention today. We have an artist in the UK. Her name's Steph London. She is, to us, she is a UK rap artist, but she goes along the lines of the dancehall Jamaican genre because she is of Jamaican parentage and background. She does both. She's very talented. She even raps in Dutch because she's lived in Europe, so she can
Amsterdam.
She can flip styles. She's very talented, very gorgeous young lady, and she's very funny on social media. Because I've been ill and very busy, I've not been on social so much this week. It's nice to take a break sometimes from Instagram and stuff. It's good for the mental health. But I happened to catch a live. I saw a live and I thought, oh, she's got a live. She's got a friend with her and the friend was quite funny. And they were doing this kind of bachelor to try and find a date, an eligible bachelor for them, for her. She said she's looking for a nice guy. So people were coming in on the live and one of them happened to be Drizzy Drake.
Mr. Drizzy Drake,
Champagne Papi. Mr. Hotline Bling, Mr. Champagne Papi came on and somehow, some way, it's ended up with her being attacked by the Barbs. And the Barbs? If you don't know who the Barbs are fanatics. Fans of Nicki Minaj. Yes, the queen. The queen
of rap.
Well, no, that's debatable. That's debatable, but then again, everyone's got their own opinion. Right, she's very talented, Nicki Minaj. She's been in the game for a long time. She's recently, you know, launched Queen Radio. You know, she's started a media outlet. Very clever strategy. She's very good at what she does, but my issue is not necessarily with her. My issue is with the fans who seem to think that they can cross the line by attacking people based on it, however they're feeling that day. Sometimes it's not even anything to do with Nicki, and they still will attack. You have the Beehive, that's Beyoncé's lot, and they usually defend Beyoncé's honour. But with the Barbs, they seem to play the game a little bit different. Now, back to Steph London. She was on the live with a friend of hers, and they were talking up to the, you know, the men saying, you know, what do you do for a living? And, you know, just to find out their personalities. It was like a dating type thing. And the next day, I saw, well, the Instagram that came up the next day, she said she woke up to 1,000 comments. I didn't understand at the time what she was saying. I just thought, oh, you look nice with no makeup on. And I liked the picture. I liked the video. And then I actually went on YouTube and I came across a blog that had broken down what was really going on. And I thought, oh my goodness, what I thought was innocent, you have to excuse the fireworks, it's coming up to a bonfire night in the UK, so there's people who are setting off fireworks.
Early birds.
They've got a little bit of a obsession, the teenagers, with these fireworks.
We did it yesterday.
Yeah, we had our fireworks display yesterday. We thought we'd do it early. And that was with a friend of ours, so shout out to Auntie Stacia and Uncle David for the fireworks display. That was nice, but back to the subject. See, segue, to go with the subject. The crisis of social media, cyberbullying. Somebody had put underneath in the comments that... a comment about her child, Steph London's child, and a comment about her dead father. Now, I was first of all disgusted, and then I thought, let me see what they're saying on Twitter. So I went onto Twitter, and she'd put a comment that her dad had died 6 months ago. And she'd actually said that people are still going to have something to say. And when I looked underneath, on schedule, people were underneath her comments, slamming her and pulling up some comments that she made when she was 21 by someone who had, about someone who had bullied her. And it was a colourist, what they class as a colourist comment. It wasn't a comment about black girls, it was a comment about a particular young lady who had been bullying her, and so she posted something, a comment on there. Now, all of that colourism and all the other bullying stuff, that's a whole nother topic, that's for another day. But, because that's another thing that, you know, that people aren't looking out for in regards to our young ones coming up and how they feel about themselves. You add that to social media, cyberbullying, and you've got a recipe for disaster. So that's why it's a whole nother subject for another day. But I was shocked to see that this young lady who has been performing and doing whatever she's doing has lost her father within the last year, and has still been turning up to events and doing what she has to do, and is fighting through the grief. And all that they could do was slam her under the comments. How do you feel about that, Shalise?
Disgusted.
Disgusting.
In disappointment.
Disappointing and disgusting. And I feel that if you are part of one of these tribes, because they are tribes, you've got the YouTubers, you've got the people on Twitter, you've got black Twitter, white Twitter, racist Twitter, positive Twitter, negative Twitter, prank your mum while she's minding her own business Twitter. You've got all kinds of people who like certain things, and they all kind of like gang together. But when it comes to this fandom nonsense, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. What did you say, Shalise, about how somebody would feel if the shoe was on the other foot?
So I said, if it was happening to you, how would it feel?
How would you feel? How would you feel if you were about your business and some random person walked up to you and said, I'm glad your dad's dead? How would you feel? How would you feel? How would you feel? Like D'Angelo said, how does it feel if you've actually gone through it? Because to lose somebody is bad enough. But to have somebody, a stranger on the internet, slamming you and hammering you, not only about your child, but your, the loss of a, you know, a parent, that's disgusting. And we just think that the hashtag now should be hashtag stop it. All of you genuine Nicki Minaj fans, check the other ones. Check the stans. They're worse than the stans, because the stan is least obsessed with the actual artist. These people are obsessed with anyone who mentions the artist in a way they don't like, or even sometimes it's not related to the artist. They want to check the friend of the artist, the mum of the artist. Anyone can get it when it comes to these fans. And people are committing suicide over this cyberbullying. And somebody needs to do something about it. The streets are policed so that you don't walk down the street and expect people to just come and punch you in your face. So eventually, I'm hoping that these young ones create some kind of technology, or it's being developed now, that can control this misbehaviour. It's antisocial behaviour. Digital antisocial behaviour. You can't do it on the street and get away with it repeatedly. So why do you think you can do it online? I'm saying it from my perspective. Shalise, the boss, has given it from her 10-year-old perspective. And we both think it's trash.
No, I'm a good speller. So I've
you
got...
Can, you're a good speller? Or you can spell. You can spell.
I can spell. I've got two words to spell. S-T-O-P-I-T.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. There's nothing good I can say to support it. I can't find any excuse for it. It doesn't make any sense. And I'm wondering whether or not the internet is a blessing and a curse, because we've got so much access to amazing things. You can listen to somebody sing in their bedroom in Australia or Africa or anywhere in the world, India. You can find new talent. You can find out history, positive things to lift your day. You know, this, the internet is amazing. But cyberbullying, not so much. So we're going to need all of these crazy fanatics who don't know how to control their iPad finger or their keypad pad fingers and are using it as a trigger, like a trigger finger. We're going to need you to take several seats, several, an arena full of seats, and stop it. Because the younger generation, when you're old, you would be the ones who taught them everything they know. And they are going, it's going to come back on you, trust me. Because you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. So that's all we really have to say for this edition. We'll be back with our scheduled Class Dismissed episode. Back to the docket, back to the topics we were going to discuss. But we just felt so disgusted that we had to come onto our platform and give an opinion. This is our opinion. You may have your opinion. We'd love to know what you think about it. And if anyone's got any suggestions of what we can do about it. And what's being done about it that we don't know about. So young people can start being schooled in the right way. Shalise, with your WhatsApp group, I make sure that I police that. And I teach you what's appropriate if you pass a comment and how it might be perceived. Because some people don't understand about the word perception. In fact, hey Google. Hey Google, what does perception?
Hey, what does perception? How can I help?
What does perception mean?
This is the definition of perception: the ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through the senses.
Okay, thank you, Google. Right, people don't understand about perception and how something can be perceived. You may be saying it one way, but if you don't take a little bit of care of how, about the way you go about communicating that message, the person who's encoding that message, decoding that message, is going to receive it in the wrong way. And that's how you end up with a negative response because of the way that the message has gone out in the first place. But there's just some things that are just straight, point blank period, out of order, and need to stop. So you start educating young people about what's appropriate online, if you've got anybody who's under 10, because that's for them, those teenagers, they're in their own world. And although we can, you know, we can do what we can do, we can't follow them everywhere and we can't be in their phone every minute.
And speaking of teenagers,
hi guys.
Hi. Someone's come to join us. It's Ferre, one of our co-presenters. She's just come back from her daily grind, so she wanted to chime in on this discussion we've been having
about cyberbullying.
About cyberbullying. Before she goes out to a nice restaurant in London's Chinatown with her friend for her friend's birthday. Lucky you.
Well, what I have to say is,
And what's his perspective from? This is from a teenage perspective.
Yeah,
right?
This is from a teenage perspective, especially because I'm in the age range where we're like the technology era. So most people around my age are like glued to their phones. Everything's to do with social media, like the new up and coming like social media models and all of that stuff. That's around my era.
And then you're thinking about how your glow up, is it called glow up?
Yeah, glow up.
How your glow up's gonna work out and how you're gonna go from, you know, being young to your grown up self. And you're just in between that little stage there. So, you know, what do you think has definitely done anyway? Because you know we've always supported from an early talent, you know. Not every song is always for me, but I still love her as an artist. And I love what she does, and I love her versatility, and the fact that people don't even know how talented she really is.
Yeah.
And she's got a celebrity nail artist who happens to be your cousin. Big up Sherry Pie Nails.
Yeah.
So we know we support our people. We try and make sure that they succeed, because if they succeed, we succeed.
Yeah.
And they don't have to ask me for no money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I think of the whole situation is that it's not fair that the Barbs came down on Steph London like that, especially because Steph London hasn't done anything to like provoke them.
Yeah. So what do you think about the Safari being on? Because what it was is when you go on her actual page, it's a whole load of different men. Some are workers, it's black guys, white guys, you know, all different people going in on the live. So they chose to go in and phone in on the live. That's how the live works, yes or no?
Yeah, I did.
So it wasn't her fault that they came on their live because they thought it was interesting.
Exactly.
And Safari happens to be Nicki Minaj's ex, but he's still phoned in because he's of Jamaican background and she's of a Jamaican background, and usually people from Jamaica usually kind of, you know,
yeah, kind of like
up or chat to each other or
because they have a similarity
in common.
Yeah.
Right, they've got stuff in common, so people from Jamaica are very proud of where they're from, so usually somebody from Jamaica will know there's somebody else from Jamaica if they're in the room.
That's how it goes.
It's like they treat each other
and
like kinfolk.
And the Barbs, that's none of their business.
Yeah, the Barbs is none of their business who throws on a live, and if you don't like it, then just don't go on it.
Exactly.
But I think where she woke up at that thing, and she said, what about that comment about, she said the Garbs and the Garbs went garbage. But she's, like I said, she's throwing shade back because, like I said, you reap what you sow. And maybe she was throwing back shade because a lot of people go on the internet and they're like, oh, Barbs don't come for me. Why should you be on the internet telling the Barbs not to come for you? Like it's a real life gag.
Yeah, no.
And they're meant to be supporting the artist. This is what I don't understand.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
So,
the if she feels that some of their behaviour is garbage, then that was just her throwing her shade.
Yeah.
You know, but that we went back on the Twitter just to double check, and yeah, her dad was murdered less than six months ago, and that is horrific. So that's how you feel about it. Ferre, anything else to add?
Well, yeah, I feel like the Barbs, they take it too far. Yeah, they do a bit too much.
They're doing too much.
I don't think Nicki Minaj would want them to do every single
all of that.
All of just chaos.
Doing too much. And end of the day, Nicki Minaj is the queen. She's got her Queen's Radio, and we're from the UK, and our queen.
Oh no. There'll be none of that business at Buckingham Palace, my darlings.
To sum up, we think that has been taken too far. We feel that has been taken too far, and the Barb shouldn't have done that.
And they need to stop it. Hashtag stop it.
Hashtag stop it.
Do you agree with the hashtag stop it?
Yeah, definitely. Hashtag stop it.
Stop all the foolishness. Like they would say in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Stop your foolishness. It's not real. It's not real life. So you can't be attacking real people. The internet is not real.
Yeah.
And also, we can't have the blind leading the blind. I'm not saying that elders always know what to do and they always say the right thing, but they're older for a reason. So just because it's the internet, I can't have a 12-year-old schooling me on how to be a mum when she's a 12-year-old kid. I can't have a 12-year-old schooling me on behaviour when they're still learning how to behave. So, but then also, the internet allows young people to be able to compare what a good person, an adult, is to a bad adult. They are able to see what we weren't able to see when we were younger, when someone's not to be trusted. So you need to school them about that as well. But ultimately, the older generation needs to school the younger generation, and don't just leave it to the internet to raise them. Don't let the internet raise your child, you know. Do not let the internet raise your child, because you will be shocked at what you get at the end. You reap the line for today, the tagline for today is you reap what you sow. Cyberbullying is a no-no, and our hashtag is stop it. And this is Byra from us for today on this episode of Class Dismissed.
See you next time.
Bye. Hi, good vibes, Jason. Thanks so much for getting back to us. I 100% agree with you. It's really nice to be able to talk about this parenting thing, because it's not easy. It's a tough job and it's full time. And you're right, you do have to let them know sometimes when one child's in one ear and the other child's in the other ear, all at the same time, everybody wants to speak at the same time, you do have to draw the line, you know? My friend always says to me, my mum says that, she says to her grandchildren, leave your mum alone sometimes, because she's somebody's child too. And I love that. So I'll be listening to your other podcast episodes, because I think they're great. We've got some new ones, about cyberbullying, which is a thing that we have to try and deal with as parents as well, and the internet. So look forward to listening to more of your podcast, and I hope you'll listen to ours.
Hey, I have absolutely loved this recording, and this is Norma. And funny thing is, I've been watching Steph London for a long time now, and I also noticed that one of my nieces, she follows her. And I remember, could have been last year, she had some recording out, a song. I didn't particularly like the words of the song, and I did make a comment, and Steph and I had a little interaction. But that still has not taken anything away from me following her and liking her. I like her vibes. I like her music. And the entertainment value that she brings to life, and the whole process that she's going in, I've enjoyed it very. I have totally enjoyed your episode of bullying, and it's been a long time now since I was following this young lady. What's her name now? I remember, I think about a year ago when I started following her, I did not like one of the contents of one of the songs that she sung, and I made a remark and we had a little bit of conversation together. But it hasn't put me off because I just love her energy. I love what she does. I love her creativity is just fantastic. And she's also a very beautiful lady. She definitely represents the woman of color. And it's sad that people are bullied. I'm going to have to send my message in two parts because I speak quite a lot. And I didn't finish what I was saying about the cyberbullying podcast that you did and how much I enjoyed it. I also enjoyed your children's interaction. Brilliant. And, you know, all of these things are good because it just shows that these people who are doing the cyberbullying, they found another way to deal with their jealousy. And that's all it boils down to, jealous. And that is one thing, an emotion that is quite a very dangerous emotion, that it can take you to the limit for you to do such thing as bullying another person because you're jealous of who they are and what they're doing. And even though it's not the singer's fault for her fans to be doing this cyberbullying, it just shows that how involved and how heightened. Yes, it's just amazing how we can get so involved in emotions and take it to the limit where we are bullying someone because we are jealous. And it's not just jealousy, but it's also the worst version of hate and also self-hate. And that's why, you know, we have to teach our children, like you're doing, how to respond to these situation and this Stop It campaign. You're doing something positive and you've started something positive. So let's get this Stop It campaign out there, not just stop it for bullying, but all kind of self-hate and self-jealousy that people do to tear each other down and not learning how to rise above all of these things and just let us all enjoy. There's plenty out there for all of us to enjoy the fullness. Yay, keep up the good work, and I look forward to your class dismiss episode and any other in-between episodes that you found it important to publish, and keep us in the know. And I thoroughly enjoyed the interaction with Google as well. That was just real clever. I've learned so much things from just listening to your podcast. And also, as an older person, just getting to hear some positive actions from some young people. We hear so many negatives out there, and it's so refreshing to have two positive young lady who's going to be our future and see that they're going to make some greatness in their life and impact on other people's life with their beautiful souls. Thank you so much, Hip Hop.
Hi Norma, thank you so much for chiming in. I'm so glad you liked the episode. It was just a topic that we had to touch on, the cyberbullying and all of the negative sides of social media. And sometimes they say that things were created from somebody's ideas, but if they get into the wrong hands, I never thought about it from that, the jealousy perspective, because people are envious. I was listening to another podcast and he said, have you ever seen when a woman is intimidated by another woman who walks in the room, or a man is intimidated by another man who walks in the room, and how they're changing behaviour? So, you know, it's really quite an interesting subject, and it really connects to like human behaviour in general. And because it's converted to the internet now, we're all trying to work it out. I think that's what it is. And so we've got a chance to make sure we guide the young ones. Thanks so much. Hope you can produce some more great content, and love to speak to you soon. Bye. And also, I'll be adding your comments onto the episode so other people will get a chance to get your feedback and some of your insights, because I think you had some great insights and great things to add. Thank you. I will let the rest of the Class Dismissed team know that Norma's called in, and have a great weekend.
You went by a different name, didn't you? I remember you, but I think you changed your name. What's up with you? I was listening to the podcast actually with you and your daughters talking about Nicki Minaj and stuff and cyberbullying. Good to see that you on here. Sorry that Samsung was giving you hell. I had a Samsung too a year or two back, Note 7 phone that was blowing up, literally. But yep, it's good to hear you out here. And yeah, keep doing your thing. And I see you training the daughters. Okay, that's what's up. I'm training mine as well for Anchor.
Hi, Diwan. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Thanks so much for the call back message. I'm not sure what time it is over the way you are. Over here in the UK, it's 1:30 in the afternoon. Yeah, we are ready to see how consistent we can be on the Anchor platform and train up these girls and try and see if we can do a bit of bonding, do a bit of talking, do a bit of entertaining, and just have fun creating interesting content that hopefully people enjoy listening to. So I look forward to listening to your episodes. I've got quite a few to catch up on, but I will do. So whatever you're doing, have fun. Oh, yes. Just to add one more thing you said about my name. The hustle is real. Yes, it was The Hustle is Real, but that is when I'm doing the things that are more towards, you know, marketing and other stuff like that. But this idea with Class Dismissed was originally supposed to be content to be produced for another platform. But in the end, we ended up with Anchor. So that's where the change is. So thanks for remembering me. But it's Anita D by day, and the hustle is real when I'm on my grind, and Class Dismissed is when we've got the young ones in the classroom, and while they're schooling me, I'm schooling them. So like I said, I look forward to listening to some more of your episodes and catching up, and love to hear from you soon.